at 7:17, almost 50 years on from the glory days of the hill climb racing in Droitwich, the team at the Chateau Impney have announced the event is set to return. This is exciting, isn't it? 200 competitors will take it in turns to race against the clock in front of thousands of people that are expected to attend. Our reporter, Justin Searle, has been to the Chateau to find out how Droitwich will benefit from the race's revival.
Anyone who's ever been to a hill climb will tell you how exciting it is to see these classic cars tearing up the road at high speed. The roaring sound of the engine, the cheer of the crowd and the smell of that engine oil. But the hill climb here at Chateau Impney isn't just for the motoring enthusiast or the classic car anorak. It's aiming to be a day out for everyone, including, I'm told, the local businesses of Droitwich. Rod Spollin's the man behind the event. When I came here more than a year ago, he floated the idea of rekindling the hill climb, and now he's actually doing it, but he's paying close attention to what the event's going to do for Droitwich. Let's have a catch-up.
We hope that this event will bring a huge amount to the local economy. Obviously, with 10,000 spectators, huge amount of contributors, 200 competitors, 120 exhibitors, around 100 auction cars, 300 VIPs, all of these people are going to need accommodation. And whilst we do have around 105 rooms on our site, the vast majority of these will be for contractors providing services for the event. And the vast majority of accommodation provisions will have to be provided by other hotels. And providing food and drink for all of these people will also have to be covered by restaurants and bars in the local area. The catering provisions for the spectators will be largely provided by independent, small, local businesses who will have stands in the grounds providing food and drinks throughout the two-day event. And that's going to provide a huge amount of positive profile for Droitwich and the Worcester and Herefordshire area. So I think it's all positive.
Is this an event just for people who are obsessed with classic cars, the boffins, the geeks? Is it just for enthusiasts?
No, I don't think this event is just for the sort of car anoraks, for want of a better expression. I think because it's got so many different elements, there'll be a motor car auction, there'll be a trade area which will have kids' toys for sale, handbags, antique clothing, leather suitcases, and automobilia and race preparers. There'll be the spectator areas with big, large screens that will be showing the live coverage of the competition event. And I think whether you're interested in old cars or not, to see a car that's 80, 100 years old, no seatbelts, 4 inches from the ground, doing 80 miles an hour, is going to be a spectacle for anyone, whether you're 5 years old or 55 years old.
Yes, please. Sounds great. That is Justin Searle, who's been to the Chateau Impney, and he's been talking to Rod Spollin. The course they're offering in July will be twice as long as the original. And if you'd like a preview, the weekend, by the way, the 11th and 12th of July. So a little while yet, but stick it in the diary. And if you'd like a preview of the course, it's been sped up, so you don't have to sit there for hours. Watch the video now, facebook.com/BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's worth it.